Hey guys, it's Pastor Q, and on this week's podcast, let's fight, let's wrestle, let's get into it, because conflict can be great.
Welcome to X with Q, a 10-minute podcast to help you lead healthy from ministry through to marketplace.
My name is Brad. It's going to change your life.
And as always, I'm here with Pastor Mark Q.
If I say that, 10 minutes are going to change your life. That's a little, does it come off as much? Like
maybe
a little extra?
Maybe a little bit.
A little extra.
We think it'll help though.
Yeah. It'll help. 10 minutes that will help. Wow. It's good. I want you to put that in there.
Okay. PQ, is it safe to say that the Brooklyn Italian upbringing may have made you more comfortable with conflict than the average bear?
Listen, I love it. I do. I don't care what anybody says. I know people, you know, I think it's maybe because I've learned to utilize conflict to the advantage and see the strength of healthy conflict and the way to do it. I did it for so many years. Having conflict in an unhealthy way.
Right.
And it can be very detrimental. It can be damaging. It can hurt relationships. But I've really spent a lot of time understanding that if conflict is really done correctly and in a healthy manner, there probably isn't a better catalyst for closeness. You know what I mean?
For sure.
But I will tell you, I do enjoy it.
So as you have grown from that, I mean, how have you learned to approach conflict in a more healthy way?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things we have to understand is that, you know, the conflict is going to happen because, you know, you're doing something I don't like, you're saying something I don't like because I had a desire, I have an expectation that you didn't meet. Mm-hmm. So that's where the conflict arises.
Right.
I don't know if necessarily conflict is always, the impetus for the conflict is always bad, but we do know it starts with an expectation that wasn't met.
Right.
I don't care if you're talking about it romantically, financially, spiritually, relationally, that is where conflict starts. I have an expectation, it wasn't met. I'm mad, I'm upset, I'm disappointed, I'm exacerbated, whatever that is, you know. But what I've learned to do is one, why? I ask, what happened? Like I thought I said to pick me up at the airport at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's 7 and you're just now driving up. Like, so instead of going, I said 6 o'clock, why, where are you? Which is our natural tendency sometimes, is I immediately in the statement, I thought I said, that leaves a margin for understanding I could be in the wrong. Mm. I want to understand why you weren't here at 6. But simultaneously, I'm also saying, maybe did I get this wrong? Mm. So a lot of times, I did get it wrong.
Right.
So all of a sudden, the Brooklyn native has been put back in the cage because I'm realizing, oh, I actually didn't make it clear. I really didn't say 6. I said whatever. So I've learned to really kind of understand the whole scope first instead of just my expectation wasn't met.
Right.
You know.
Right. So what are the dangers then of avoiding conflict in your life, your team, your organization?
I think it's one is to realize that conflict's going to happen. I think the deeper question is, what are you going to do when it happens and who are you going to become in the conflict or as a result of the conflict? I think a lot of times when we avoid conflict, we're stuffing our emotions. We're not verbalizing what it is, maybe because we're not confident in the way we say it or we don't want to rock the boat, so to speak, or be that guy or girl to bring it up. What we do is we stuff emotions, and psychologists have told us, you know, over 50% of depression comes from suppressed emotions, period. 80% of depression comes from suppressed anger. So if you're a person who gets angry first, forget about whether that's right or wrong.
Right.
80%, if you're a person who gets angry first and you don't say it in some way and you stuff it, you're going to contribute to a denigrated mindset. And I think that's one of the biggest attributes of not being able to handle conflict in a healthy way. We just stuff it and it affects our mental stability.
Right. So how do you cultivate a culture then that embraces healthy conflict rather than running from it? Almost, you know, mining for conflict. Maybe it's approaching a meeting or in a decision-making situation where you're you're looking to rattle the cage a little bit, maybe mine for conflict a bit. How do you do that in a healthy way?
Actually, one of the ways that we do it here at the chapel, because we know we're always going to be in conflict with someone, and that's not a negative attitude. Mm-hmm. We just know I'm going to have an expectation of someone professionally or relationally, and they're going to let me down because we're flawed. Listen, we're all human. We make mistakes. Mm-hmm. We don't mean to spill ketchup on somebody's white Levi's, but that's what happens, okay? I think one of the things that we say here at the chapel actually comes from the first sermon Jesus ever spoke. He said, blessed are the peacemakers because they'll be called the children of God. And I think it's important to distinguish, you know, healthy conflict. You have to know the difference between a peacemaker and a peacekeeper. You know, and I think a lot of people hear, well, peace, they hear—
keep the peace.
Yeah, keep the peace. Don't say anything. Mm-hmm. Just don't, you know, don't be that guy. Don't do that. We suppress like we talked about. Mm-hmm. But then also— it creates a little bit of an elephant in the room relationally. So what we say, because based on actually the first message Jesus ever spoke publicly, we know it is the Sermon on the Mount.
Right.
A peacemaker is someone who sees conflict as a catalyst for a closer relationship. They don't avoid it. They embrace it. A peacekeeper avoids the conflict for the sake of keeping the peace.
Right.
And it's going to be to a detriment because it's going to build up. That's what we do as people. Yeah. We just keep building, letting it build.
Right. You know? One is active and one is passive.
Exactly right. So I think what happens is the first thing to encourage, what we say here, and even in other leaders that I've worked with before, hey, there's a way to really grow from conflict. But you have to do it healthy. You have to know, hey, in expression, in actually speaking the truth of what the thing was. It hurt me. It disappointed me. I was let down. You wounded me. Whatever it is, I'm expressing it, but I'm doing it in a loving manner, trying to understand your point, but I need you to understand mine because that's what peacemakers do.
Thanks for listening to X with Q. For more leadership content, hit that subscribe button, leave us a rating and review, and share this episode with a friend. See you next time.